I have to say, Big Fatty is like probably one of the nicest people I've met, mm-hmm. and he's very genuine, mm-hmm. and he appreciates a lot of things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Life. So he always like, I don't think you could ever be in a bad mood around him.
No,
probably unless you're in the same office that he farts in all the time.
Oh my god,
that would probably put me in a bad mood.
Yeah, you know, he makes me laugh on his show every day. So.
And now he has his own app. Everyone go over to the App Store and get the Big Fatty app, because if you purchase it,
all the donations go to keep Pride 48 up and running.
Right. So it's $1.99. I think they said $1.48 goes to the mm-hmm. Website. So if you want to support him that way, you can. And you can get like all kinds of shit on there, like his belches and his
burps. Oh, yeah. A soundboard.
You get a soundboard.
Dear Gussie.
No.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He makes me laugh on his show every day. So.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 628 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of June, 2010. Coming up on today's show is part two of the Pride 48 hour that Big Fatty did. And yo, on today's show, Big Fatty needed a little bit of help, and he got it from a visitor to the gays. Everyone, I am about to introduce
you. Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Oh, dear Gussie, I've got some sort of mechanical calling me.
Hello?
Dear Gussie, y'all, I have got a person with me here on the interwebs that all of you have loved as a caller into the BFO. Caller, are you there?
Big Fatty, how are you?
Y'all, I have got with me on the interwebs for this second 20 minutes. It is none other than the one and only Jeremiah. Jeremiah, how are you?
Wonderful, Big Fatty. How are you? How's the little show tonight?
But Jeremiah, let me just tell you, you're going to have to help me a great deal this evening, because Big Fatty has been overserved. And I know you are familiar with the practice of being overserved.
The Tangeray has been opened, has it?
The Tangeray has been opened. It's a self-overserving, y'all. I can only believe it.
My.
Now, y'all, for those of you who do not know Jeremiah, Jeremiah has been a longtime supporter of the BFO. He has been a caller to the BFO and other podcasts, but most recently only to the BFO. Almost an exclusive, I would say. Would you not, Jeremiah?
Definitely. And the only other person I'd call would be that Julian if he was to become divorced and single.
Right, but Julian is married and he's getting his butt pounded every night.
We hope not happily, though. We hope not happily.
Well, hopefully not happily married, because, you know, he'll just toss Connor over to the side of the road like the rest of them that have gone
and
before.
And that ginger by
excuse me, Jeremiah, that is very unladylike, and I shouldn't do that with you in my presence. But anyway, Jeremiah announced on the BFO in a phone call earlier this year that he was planning on starting his own podcast this fall. And Jeremiah, I am just going to shut up and sip on my Tangeray and tonic while you tell people a little bit about yourself and about the what they have to look forward to with your upcoming podcast.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. The preview episode of the little show has been submitted to that Steve Jobs that was submitted to him on Tuesday. So when that appears in the little Apple Store, I'll inform everybody, and the website is in an alpha, whatever that means, and you can't go to it till it's in a beta.
Right.
But we're hoping that the beta is going to be up sometime in July. The show is going to be a 30-minute format. on Wednesdays, and on Sunday it's going to be an hour show about the week's activities. It's going to be called Queen Without a Country on Wednesday, and on Sunday it's going to be Sunday Supper with Jeremiah.
Oh, I love it. So it's got two names.
Yes. We only do things fancy here in Mississippi, Big Fatty.
Now, and
that's all we know how to do.
Right, and Jeremiah, you are from the coast of Mississippi, is that right?
That is correct.
And y'all, when I approached Jeremiah earlier in the week about being on the little show, y'all, he was absolutely delighted, just absolutely delighted to be a part of it.
I couldn't have been happy. I was just honored and flabbergasted that you would have called.
Well, you shouldn't be flabbergasted, Jeremiah. I mean, it's people, and you've heard people talk about you on the show, and they absolutely love you.
Well, I'm just so grateful for their admiration, Big Fatty, and I hope that they'll all listen to the little show that I'm going to be doing, because, you know, I hope that it will overtake the ratings of Woodland Hills.
Well,
that's
not hard to do, Jeremiah, so you probably should aim a little bit higher than that. But anyway, y'all, Jeremiah is famous for his stories that he likes to tell when he calls in to the BFO. And Jeremiah, just because you're starting your own podcast doesn't mean you're going to stop calling into the BFO, does it?
Oh, definitely not. When there's anything to warrant a call, you will be the first person that the Drawhead calls. And coincidentally, I am calling you from the new Skype for Drawhead application, because I was assured that it would be just as good as the one on the computer. So everybody that has a Drawhead, go over and download it so you'll be able to call Big Fatty from both your application and your phone.
Well, that's lovely. And Jeremiah, have you downloaded the BFO app for the Droid, the Hemorrhoid Droid?
I did not know there was one for the Droid.
Yeah.
I have to go at once and find my...
As soon as we are finished talking, I want you to go over to the... I don't know what the Droid store is called.
It's a marketplace.
The marketplace. Okay.
Yeah.
Will you just go over to the marketplace? Because all the proceeds from the Droid sales also go to benefit the Pride 48.
Well, praise the Lord. You know that they do it, redoing that Beaver Dam and the RL, so they need all the help they can get.
That's exactly right. Now, Jeremiah, when he first started calling in to the BFO, y'all, he would call in with the gas prices from down there on the coast of Mississippi. Jeremiah, just out of curiosity, what is a gallon of regular gas costing down there nowadays?
The 87 gas this afternoon is $2.17 a gallon.
$2.17, dear Gussie. That is unbelievable. I think the lowest I've seen it here in Charleston is $2.49. So,
yes, I was in Destin earlier this week, and it was $2.71, and I just thought that was robbery.
It was nothing but highway robbery.
Robbery.
But you said you were in Destin. Were there any oil slicks coming up on the shore there?
It was awful. We had to leave. The whole place smelled like an airport tarmac, and not a thousand yards from where the family compound is down in Avalon Beach,
mm-hmm.
a 30,000-gallon tank from the Deepwater Horizon had washed up, and you would have thought that it was the Roswell crash. They was people in suits cordoning it off, and they had firearms. Didn't everybody come out to see it?
Dear Gussie. Well,
right in front of the Five Guys Burgers and Fries, so it was quite the event.
Well, Five Guys Burgers. Do you not love the Five Guys Burgers, Jeremiah?
Wonderful. It is wonderful.
It is wonderful. Do you get the seasoned fries when you're there?
Definitely, and always, the jalapenos and the mushrooms.
Oh, it is like I'm speaking to my twin on the Skype this evening. It's unbelievable. unbelievable. Jeremiah, I can't tell you how many people have said, Big Fatty, you have got to get Jeremiah on an episode of The Gays, and I think it's only appropriate that we do it during the Pride 48. Jeremiah, how is the gay pride down in along the coast of Mississippi these days?
Well, we are in a sad state of affairs currently, as we only have one homosexual watering hole in the whole state who is doing any business, and they are on again, off again, little franchise. You don't ever know if they're going to be open or not. So most people here either go to the New Orleans, which the Pride is this weekend, and if you go down there, you're going to sweat like a pregnant nun in confession, because it's about 314 degrees. And the Atlanta has theirs at Halloween, I believe. So Mississippi did have a Pride in 2006, I believe. And it was full of lesbians and Ranger trucks. I don't know where they all come from. But we just made a block around and decided it was time to go.
Now, Jeremiah, in your locale there in southern Mississippi, and we don't want to disclose exactly where you are because, you know, there are stalkers out there that'll come after you. But I understand that you had a Cadillac full of homosexuals and you went to a hamburger place recently. Now, tell us a little bit about those homosexuals that were in that car with you.
Well, in our healthcare community here, we are rife and overrun with the homosexuals. Most of them in their 30s had an unfortunate time in their 20s when they married women and fathered children. But the Lord saw fit to bring them to a tent revival and bring them out of all that heterosexuality and deliver them from that. And bring them over to our side now. And it is just a motley crew of people. We have vows and Twinkies and an older man that, bless his heart, he don't think anybody knows. He's a homosexual.
Uh-huh.
And he's a 45-year-old florist in South Mississippi.
An older man who's 45. Okay, great.
Yes.
Now, Jeremiah, I understand that you are going through a troubling time in your personal life here. And we want to send out our heartfelt condolences to you, but or congratulations to you, whichever is most appropriate.
Well, it's on an hourly basis how I feel about that. But yes, the asshole left and went to his mother's house because I'm hard to deal with, apparently, and opinionated. Who'd ever thought that?
And go ahead.
He has been gone now for almost 2 weeks, and I don't know anybody except the dog that has missed him.
Well, there you go. Now, Jeremiah, you are a firm believer in the Episcopalians?
Yes, the Episcopalians, where two or three are gathered, there is always a fifth presence.
And you enjoy the devil's drop, as they say.
Oh, yes.
And what is your drink of choice, Jeremiah?
Well, on Sunday, after we sing in the choir, we go over to this little Mexican joint called the Mi Casita, which I believe means the little house. And they have a 64-ounce margarita drink.
Dear God.
And we all get one of those and sometimes stay till 5 o'clock.
Dear Gussie.
It is just always a very good time.
And you also enjoy traveling down to the New Orleans. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes, the New Orleans is fabulous. I'm a regular at the Rawhide. Should any of you ever wander in there by mistake? Because I know that these sweet, delicate little boys that listen to your show would never, ever go into the Rawhide.
But you know Big Fatty would be right on in there.
Yes. I'm sure you have a reserve stool. You probably have one of those license plates up on the wall.
Now, Jeremiah, you recently, on one of your trips to the Rawhide, you were amazed by a gentleman that stood beside you at the urinal trough. Is that not correct?
Lord, they said that is going to live in legacy forever. He was a large, a colored man, about 6'4" or 5" tall, and he was standing there at the urinal. And out of the corner of my eye, I thought to myself, "What is that? Did somebody drop their drink down in the urinal?" And I turned to look, and Big Fatty, it was a non-erect tallywhacker of at least 12 inches long.
Gee, gussie.
I don't know what anybody would do with it, other than stare at it and put a little bonnet on it where it wouldn't scare the children.
Well, it would scare more than the children, I can assure you. I can assure you, Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah, what kind of things do you plan on discussing on your upcoming podcast that you've submitted to Steve Jobs for approval?
Well, we are going to discuss a variety of topics. We're going to cover current technology, events that come out. We'll discuss things in the news. I'm quite a car buff, despite being a homosexual. And we'll be discussing that and just general things that happen in my daily life that people could find amusing. Because recently I have been told that I am very sheltered and ivory towerish and just have no idea how the common folk live. So we are going to do a common folk man on the street each week.
Well, fantastic. And now, Jeremiah, do you have the straight men that are just love you?
Well, that's quite interesting. I have a friend who has been one of my dear friends since high school, who he has just now gone through his fifth wife. And I don't know what he keeps marrying these women for, because he is queer as all he can be. He loves the big boy, and he'll come have sex with you the whole time telling you he ain't gay, and he'll leave and go back home to his wife. And it has got him in trouble now 5 times, so bless his heart.
Bless his heart indeed. Now, and Jeremiah, you're going to do a 30-minute show on Wednesdays and then an hour show on Sundays. What can we expect during that Sunday show?
That is going to be set in a format with 3 or 4 of my friends sitting around the table having a meal. It sometimes could be a video podcast.
Oh.
And we're going to sit there and talk about the happenings of our forward little town. If HBO ever finds out about us, we will have a reality series.
It sounds like the Mississippi coast instead of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, well, you know, those people are just tragically tacky. We are people of dignity and decorum here, and wouldn't even be seen with such people unless we had them in our hammocks.
Dear Gussie, now, Jeremiah, I've been told to ask you some questions that the podcaster formerly known as Archer has posed, and I don't see them in the chat room here. But anyway, I don't know what to say. Jeremiah, is this your first time participating in Pride 48?
It is. I did listen last year, but this is the first time I have been an honored guest on any show.
Well, Jeremiah,
I just think it's a wonderful ministry to the community.
It is a wonderful ministry to community, and Jeremiah, thank you so much. Our music has started, and thank you so much for being with us. Tell us again what the name of your shows are going to be.
Wednesday is going to be Queen Without a Country, and Sunday is going to be Sunday Suffers with Jeremiah. And we are just going to love to have all of you visiting with us. And I have a gentleman caller coming in at 11 o'clock. And I'm not sure if it's a horse play or not, but I'll have to send you pictures, Big Fatty.
Well, I think it's time. I think it's time that we said
every day.
Bye-bye, Jeremiah. Thanks for being with us.
Bye, Big Fatty. Happy Pride Weekend, everybody.
At BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878-3738 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.